The largest wildfire in the U.S. this year burned in Montana, decimating 423 square miles of fertile rangeland, and with it, the livelihoods of many Garfield and Petroleum County ranchers. Republican State Representative Bill Harris of Winnett was one of them. Harris documented much of the disaster that destroyed his ranch land on his personal Facebook. He's pointing a finger at a nearby wilderness study area managed by the Bureau of Land Management as contributing to the overall fire devastation. While he acknowledges that a lightning storm ignited the blaze amid an exceptional drought, he is criticizing the unique rules that govern federally maintained WSAs, alleging that they've caused hesitation among fire managers and allowed the fire to grow quickly.
It's not negligence, and that's what people keep thinking it is, and that's not what it is. It's the people with the responsibility, like the team leaders in these fire groups, that have to make decisions of how they deal with the WSA boundaries.
Montana has 44 WSAs, which are a lot like protected wilderness, but just without the designation by Congress. But despite that, WSAs are federally managed either by the U.S. Forest Service or the BLM. The area includes unique rules for the purpose of discouraging development and maintaining the natural state of the land, rules like forbidding motorized vehicles, for example. Al Nash is communications director for the BLM Montana Dakota State Office. He doesn't agree with Harris's claim that WSAs contributed to the Lodgepole fire devastation because fire managers were forced to grapple with unique federal rules.
It wasn't that it was a wilderness area. It was that there was no good access for wildland engines or heavy equipment, and that much of the area is extremely steep with very poor footing, so it wasn't safe to put firefighters on foot in that area.
Nash says that incident response teams respected the unique rules that help preserve WSAs, but in a wildfire emergency, the BLM will do whatever it takes to help protect the highest priorities in such a situation, people and their property. Kate Erickson, YPR News.